Hello, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Server Life. I actually came across this post recently. I was asking someone, or I guess the group of people, what's the shortest time they've ever stayed at a job? I think, like, if it's not a serving job, maybe just in general, but I think mine personally was about a week. Like, I'm a very charismatic person. I'm very, oh my God, what do they call that? Extroverted. I'm very extroverted. I mean, but as a result of the COVID-19, I'm kind of like introvertedly extroverted, but that's beside the point. But at that time, I was extremely extroverted and was at an auto body shop. And I appreciate my for giving me the job, but like, I kind of needed that self-satisfaction knowing that I could get a job by myself. So I was there maybe not even a week. Yeah, unfortunately. But some of people's responses are pretty good. So we have somebody who said one shift, and I've actually seen that working in the restaurant. Just somebody coming in one shift. I don't remember who they were or what they look like at this point, but like, I don't think it matters. I mean, they went there long enough for me to remember. Because the longest I've been in any job was about 3 years. And I was where I worked at a place that was infamous for their soup, salad, and breadsticks. 4 days. And this is one person that says, one shift, I got hired there, and the place I'm still employed at on the same day. I worked one shift, no training, no general information given, just put on the floor with a notebook and a pen and an apron. I worked 5 or so hours and decided that place does not have, that any place does not, that does that to a new employee, I'm sorry, is going to be a nightmare to work at. We have 8 years, 1 year, a week, and it wasn't even a kitchen. 2 weeks, 3 days. 1 month at a fine dining restaurant. The owner's wife hated me. Honestly, those kind of like professional relationships are kind of just, you're always walking on thin ice around that kind of person. I've never had that personally, but I do know one person who, that's another story. I have to talk to them about that one. One day, I'm trying to look for the bigger story, so. 2 4 hour shifts was like, nah, I'm gonna head out now, but here are your four polos back. 5 hour shift, the cook was showing me how he cooks. The walk-in wasn't organized properly, nothing labeled, nothing clean, though the walk-in was not properly working, and he was cooking expired chicken that smelled terrible. No way I was dealing with that. Oh my God, kudos to you. Please don't ever go back. 3 weeks. I ran out of my last retail job on my lunch break. The weekend after Black Friday, I never looked back. Honestly, after Black Friday, after seeing some of the stuff I've seen, I wouldn't look back. Cause like, depending on where you are, as far as restaurant goes, on Black Friday, it's like a hit or a miss. But I've definitely seen a lot of misses for sure. If you feel what I'm saying here. 20 minutes. I mean, it's a part where they mentioned tip sharing and walked out. I think I can never really. I mean, I could see the appeal, but only if it's like a super high volume restaurant, like all the time, almost like 24/7. But and it's like a regular restaurant setting where it's like not as hectic. I don't understand why that would be a thing, unless it's like one huge bar area, like a club or something. See, one day I thought I was off. I drove to the store and passed the clothing store I worked at. Literally thought to myself, that's weird. They're closed. I got a call 30 minutes later saying, why didn't you open the store? Jesus Christ. And probably just like anxiety just ran so fucking high they just decided not to go back. I could totally appeal to that. Like, 100%. Let's see, oh, this is a very long one. It says 2 weeks at Dollar Tree, was making enough to cover gas for the weekend. Tried to call out once because I had important stuff to do, and no one answered the 4 times That shift I tried to call. Called the next day again and no one answered. Went in the day after and the manager got on my case and I showed him all the calls I made to the store. That lasted almost a minute ringing. He still didn't believe me, so he sent me home and said he would think if I still had a job, and I never went back. That's like really inconsiderate, and they probably did that on purpose, if I'm being honest. Let's see, someone's here says, I made it 4 days at a super slow drive bar, or dive bar, I'm sorry. Dude training me was happy to make $50 in an $8 shift. I couldn't do that for that fiasco. Maybe they're missing the extra zero? I'm not sure. I'm hoping that's the case because I don't know anybody in the right mind who would be happy making $50 in an 8-hour shift unless you're expecting like a tip pool or something that wasn't clarified. See, I'm looking at this from all angles. I'm trying to really understand this bartender. A month, one shift, 2 hours, Taco Bell for 15 minutes. Went to the interview and could just tell it was going to be hell, so I didn't go. 4 weeks, 40 minutes. A lunch shift, so maybe 3 hours. Carlos O'Kelly's, 2 hours, never left the office. Wendy's, maybe like 4 hours. Parking lot, walked up to the door, turned around and left. Vibes are off. Yo, I give it a month tops. If the money isn't there, then neither am I. Dude, I can feel that. That's Maddie right there. Jesus Christ. 4 months. Don't be disrespectful. 3 shifts before the owner grabbed my ass, and I hope you decked him in the face for that. 2 hours, 2 weeks, damn, 2 years? Oh, that's not even like a short amount of time. 2 days. Saw bugs, mentioned said bugs, was told to keep my mouth shut about it, so they went on break and never came back. They got shut down within weeks of me quitting. I refused to work for dirt balls, especially in food service. Amen. Kelly, amen. 3 weeks working at Taco Bell, was waiting for Golden Corral here to open. Carlos, I got hired at the shoe place to sell sneakers. I just moved back to NYC and the job was in Queens. The guy told me to show up at 1 p.m. I was there almost an hour early, so I decided to watch the place from across the street. Something deep inside me told me not to work there, but I needed the gig. With every passing minute, I felt more compelled not to show up. Something unexpected happened. I received a phone call from a cousin I hadn't seen in a while. He said we should link up with him and another cousin and some friends in downtown Manhattan. I did what anyone else would do. Walking to the sneaker shop, the owner almost seriously asked me if he'd not told me to show up at 1 p.m. Folks, it was literally 12:45 and he was pissed off I was there 15 minutes early. So I told him, thanks for the job, but I'm coming here to quit. Downtown Manhattan, here I come. Way to go, Carlos. I like that. Huh. I mean, all of these stories are actually really good. I mean, some valid. I mean, you're right to feel however you feel. I mean, you're entitled to feel any sort of way at any point in time, but you're the only one responsible for your feelings, if we're being honest. I mean, I think that's the only way to safely, you know, just hold yourself accountable, since we have little things to be accountable for other than possibly poisoning somebody because they're allergic to gluten. Sorry, Karen. Unless you actually are gluten sensitive, then ignore that joke at all costs. 1 month, I got through training, the training program. I hated the whole thing. I thought, I made it this far, maybe the shifts on the floor would be better, and they were so much worse. 2.5 months, corporate restaurant. Never again. Put in 2 weeks and suddenly everybody wanted to be nice to me like they hadn't treated me like shit the entire time. They were all like, you don't have to quit. And I'm like, I do though. You know, Colleen, it'd be like that. And the great word to me, like that it'd be. I'm gonna take a quick break, come back with about 5 or 6 of these. Then I'm gonna get this cut off because there is another episode I kind of want to get started on as soon as possible. All right, give me just a few moments here. Hey y'all, welcome back. So I'm gonna go ahead and get this started off. Someone here named Kara. Three shifts. It was supposed to be a temporary job anyway, but I was hired as a server and the manager was just a mess of a person who wore horrid 90s blue eyeshadow, and she told me after training I'd have to work as a hostess for 2 weeks to a month. Sarah, 2 weeks at Dairy Queen, mad props to those who work at fast food, way too much work for the pay, and the place was kind of gross. Honestly, I can kind of see that with it being like greasy like everywhere, because you got fries, burgers, sometimes chicken nuggies, chalky milk. You know, the one-hit wonders. For sure. Corn dogs. Sonic. Let's see. 3 hours, pre-marked grilled pork filet, thrown in an oven. Well done. Fully cooked risotto microwaved in a 4-ounce Solo cup and flipped onto a plate. You could see the indent of the Solo logo. Kitchen went disgusting. Fries looked like they were filled with chocolate syrup. Someone stole 2 knives out of my bag within an hour, and the guy training me was wearing a tail tuxedo jacket and a top hat like he was the fucking Monopoly man. Priceless. That's probably the best story. Thank you, Jeff. Fucking Monopoly man. 3 weeks I worked for AmeriQuest. Couldn't sell my soul to the devil during the refi, what is that? Refi crazy and market crash. Basically taught people how to build their free credit. Interesting. See, 2 months, probably the manager was supposed to work around my other job schedules, but got tired of doing that and released my schedule for 2 whole months, so I left. That's definitely not a mood. Not a vibe, for sure. A single day, they assigned me the job of cutting veggies for the house salads, and I found a pepper with mold on it, and then when I threw it away, the manager told me to just cut around it. I would have definitely left, just like she did, and never went back. They're priorities. Like, and health, and so many other things. Hygiene. Like, sometimes you can taste it, and you kind of want to throw up. It's kind of like when you, like, have, like, different textures that, like your taste buds are, like, when you're, like, trying to swallow or whatever, do what you're trying to do, and it's like, I'm not feeling that right now, and you just start, ugh. It just all comes up. Oh, look, Applebee's, finally. One day, I'm training at Applebee's. Manager was my homie, but the place was a shit show. Or I got hired at Red Robin as a bartender. They gave me the drinks list to learn, and there were several pages of non-alcoholic specialty drinks and milkshakes, and I was like, you could just take that back. This is not the bartending job for me. I could get behind that. I was kind of expecting something else. But Applebee's, though. Mark, I quit at one place after maybe 2 weeks. The money ranged from $35 to $115 a shift. A couple of times, everyone left immediately after closing to drink somewhere else, and I had to sweep, mop, run bus tubs myself, and they wouldn't. Wait, what? And they wouldn't put me on weekends because I was new. I just stopped showing up. First job I ever did that. I got a job at a nightclub around the corner while on a break one day. They gave me a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night off right off the bat. And the manager was like, hey, who'd you quit? But I don't always believe everything I hear. Let me know if you're coming in Tuesday. After all, they're not showing up for 2 shifts. Wow, that manager was, like, really sticking his neck out. Like, man, maybe out of desperation, maybe? Because, like, it's kind of hard. Like, if you don't value your employees', like, morals, ethics, and their preferred, like work style, especially when it comes to, like, this food and hygiene, how you run your business, like, that is, like, so important. If you ruin that for one employee, you literally ruin it for the rest of the future employees. So that's kind of like a I don't even know how to go about that anymore. And this, depending on which restaurant you work at and who you work with, it can be such a soul, an emotional and mental soul-sucking experience. And I know there are probably like 10 or 20 or several dozen, because there are like a couple of thousand people who listen to this podcast, people who are like hollering right now because of how true that is. But that's why we're here. That's why we're here. And the money's great sometimes, so. Yeah. Alright, I'm going to make this from the last one. So it says, oh, I apologize. This is from Savannah. So a day and a half. The first day they showed me how to sign into a register, they left me on my own, and then would randomly come and tell me to stock stuff between people. And then I'd go stock. They would maybe go back and when if she would finish stocking, she would go back to the register. Well, I mean, like, what else? Are you I don't know. No, I need to get, like, one more good one out of this one. Oh, Sarah. All right, so one time I worked at Arby's for, like, 3 days. And on that day of training, I saw a cockroach. And one of the girls training me dropped a whole bun on the ground. And she used it anyways. So I went to the bathroom, took off my uniform, and wrote a little note and ran away. No fucking way. I will never go to another Arby's in my life. And I'm sorry, Cheryl. I know you love that place, but no, 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 no. You know what? I can't judge one place, one individual place. Or judge them all just off of one individual place. Maybe I need to calm down, but like, maybe I'll just be hesitant. Like, I want to see them make that stuff now. Ah, Jesus Christ. Well, I'm going to end things here, and I'm going to come back with another episode later on today, so just keep a lookout for that. And in the meantime, serves up.